What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Just Isabel Things podcast, hosted by me. I'm Isabel, and I'm an 18-year-old podcaster. Tune in every Sunday to hear me talk about life stories and experiences, advice, podcast tips, and so much more. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at just.isabel.things.podcast, and also feel free to email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com for future business or collab opportunities. Just Isabel Thinks podcast can be heard on your favorite listening platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And now let's hear a word from our sponsors and get on with the episode. What's up, everyone? Summer break is finally here, and I'm so excited to be spending my break podcasting, hanging out with friends, and of course, listening to audiobooks on Audible. Audible is a fantastic app that you can download on your smart device. You can listen to thousands upon thousands of audiobooks, comedy specials, podcasts, and some of these things are just exclusive to Audible. I love using Audible, and that is why I am giving you guys one free credit and a 30-day free trial to use on Audible. You can click the link in my bio or go to audibletrial.com/justisabelthings. I hope you enjoy using Audible, and now on to the rest of today's episode. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Just Isabel Things podcast. If you're new here, my name is Isabel. I'm an 18-year-old podcaster. And if you're not new here, welcome back. Thank you for coming back. Today, I'm talking about exposing my bucket list. This is such a fun summer episode to do. This episode was requested by a few people, actually, and I absolutely fell in love with the idea. I feel like I have a lot of cool things on my bucket list that you wouldn't commonly see on other people's bucket list, and I'm really excited to share that with you guys. So I hope you enjoy this episode, but before we get into it, here is a life update. Alrighty, so you guys know that I like to start every episode with a life update. I didn't do life updates during my guest episodes just because I want to get right to the interviews, but I am back with a solo episode life update. Here we go. So first off, thank you so much for 3,800 on Instagram. Much love to you all. I am very happy that where I'm at this summer with my content and social media content and growth, and I just want to thank everyone for sticking along with me this summer. And I know you guys have super busy lives, but I just want to say thank you so much. If you've listened to me, if you listen to any of my episodes, thank you so much for just taking the time to taking a couple minutes out of your day just to listen to me talk or listen to my stories or other people's stories. It really means a lot to me, so thank you all so much. Be sure to check out the past two episodes I've done. They were guest episodes. The first episode I did, this summer with Noel Mulkey. Noel is a TikTok triathlete icon. I absolutely love him. Such a nice guy. So go check that episode out. I posted that 2 weeks ago. And then check out last week's episode where Rivka Reyes, who played Katie on the 2003 movie School of Rock, joined me to talk about life since School of Rock and so much more. So go check those two episodes out. I absolutely loved them. They were, again, such a good experience, really fun to do. I learned a lot, and I hope you guys enjoyed those as well. So, yep, got that going. And then today I'm talking about exposing my bucket list. So we got a good episode coming up for you guys, and I'm just really excited you're here. So let's get right into it. All right, everyone, we are just going to get right into it. So I'm going to split my bucket list into three categories. So the first category is traveling, so places I want to visit or visit again. The next one is like celebrity experiences. And the third category is life experiences on my bucket list. So splitting these off into three categories, the first one is traveling. So let's get right into the traveling category. So what I wanted to say is these places aren't in any particular order of like most important to least important. But first off, I would love to visit London again. I was there in 2012, and you know, it was a really fun year to go because the London Olympics were there that summer. I went in like June of 2012 and no, like end of May, early June of 2012, and then the Olympics were going to be there like a month later. And it was also like the Queen Elizabeth II's Jubilee celebration year thing. So it was a really fun year to go. I don't really remember a lot of it just because it was almost 10 years ago, 9 years ago. But now that I'm fully aware of my surroundings, I not fully aware, more aware of my surroundings. I think it would be really cool to visit London again. I would also like to visit the Maldives or Fiji. I've never been, but I feel like that would just be an awesome trip. I know it takes a really long time to get there, and it's also kind of expensive to visit because you have to take so many flights to get there because it's literally in the middle of the Pacific. But I feel like it would just be so worth it and such a fun place to go, either like Maldives, Fiji, one of those Pacific islands. I feel like it would just be such a cool experience to go to such a, not desolate place, but just go to a remote tropical island and just be there for a few days. I feel like that would just be such a cool trip. I would also like to visit Australia, and this kind of has to do with life experiences, but for the longest time, I've always wanted to hold a koala because koalas seem so cute to hold. I don't know if that's just a me thing, but yeah, koalas are just so cute, and I would just love to hold one. And that's been on my bucket list for so long, like longer than most of the things on this list, but yeah, I would love to hold a koala. And I would also love to visit New York City again. I went for the first time in 2017 for Easter, and we did a lot of historical touristy things. And while all of that is, you know, important to acknowledge, I would just love to explore other parts of the city, try other restaurants, and yeah, just try other places or go visit other places in the city because it is such a big city and it has a lot of cultures and places to visit that might not be on the historical side. I would love to do a Broadway show in New York City, like go see a Broadway show. And yeah, so I'd love to visit New York City again. I would also love to go to the Marvel Hotel that just opened at Disneyland Paris a few weeks ago. It looks awesome to stay, you know, at a Marvel Hotel, but I actually looked like last week or 2 weeks ago just to see like, oh, like how much it is or what they have to offer, and it's really expensive. I don't know if I'll ever get to it, but it is on my bucket list, so maybe I can stay there one day down the line. But it is a really cool hotel, so like go check it out online, because if you're a Marvel fan, go check it out online because it's awesome, but it's really expensive. And then I also have like goals for myself for when I want to visit these places. I know Australia and Fiji or the Maldives are further down the line. Like, I don't see myself going there in the next, you know, 2-3 years. But I think I want to visit New York City and London by the end of 2023. I don't know if any of those will happen, but it's kind of fun to think ahead. Obviously, COVID stuff is getting a little easier, which is awesome and very exciting because, you know, a lot more things are being normalized and traveling is getting easier and life is getting easier, I would say, with the COVID stuff. So I don't know if I could. Oh, and then I just wanted to say for the Fiji and the Maldives things, it's not, I don't want to visit both. I mean, I would love to, but like either or, if that makes any sense. But like New York City and London, it's kind of like my goal to visit those places by the end of 2023. Obviously, money doesn't grow on trees at the Just Isabel Things podcast. But I feel like those are more doable than very far away places like Fiji or Australia. So, all right, let's move on to my next category of celebrity experiences. If you know me, you kind of know where this is going, but meeting Tom Holland is on this list of bucket list celebrity experiences. And it's been on my bucket list since day one of becoming a fan. I don't care where or when I meet him, sooner rather than later, if that's possible, hopefully, but I just want to meet him, and I think it would be cool to meet him by the end of 2023. I'm totally fine with just seeing him in person, not so much like meeting him, if that makes any sense, but ideally, I would like to meet or see him soon. That's pretty much on the top of my bucket list. I don't know if it's the very first. Actually, I don't know what the very first thing on my bucket list is. Like, these aren't really in any particular order. But I would just love to meet Tom Holland pretty soon. So Tom Holland, if you're listening to this, I know you're not. But if you're listening to this, I would love to meet you pretty soon. All right, moving on to the next celebrity experience. This actually does not have to do with Tom Holland, surprisingly. But anyways, Mark Wahlberg, I think he's a pretty cool guy. And yes, I know he's done some things as a teen that were not the greatest, and I don't want to get into that. But he has this thing called 4 a.m. Club, where every day he wakes up at 4 a.m. and works out with his friends and other celebrities in his massive gym in his house. And he always like posts about it on social media. And I think it would just be so cool to go to 4 a.m. Club. But I already know this would never, ever happen. But it's just something fun to think about and something I think would be cool to go to. And no, just to put that out there, I am not that much of an early riser and I don't work out. Yeah, so it could be an interesting experience, but I just think it would be really cool to go to 4 a.m. Club with Mark Wahlberg, even though it's never going to happen. But, you know, one could dream, right? So we're going to move on. So that's kind of like the celebrity experiences. And obviously there's more little things on there that if I were to talk about every celebrity experience, we would be here until Christmas. And I don't want to keep you guys that long. So we're going to kind of move on to my third and final category of life experiences. This one is a little bit more extensive. The first thing on this list, these ones are not in any particular order, but one of the things on my life experiences bucket list is to ride in a Tesla. I've never been in a Tesla before, and I definitely do not trust myself driving one, but I would just love to ride in one, and I feel like that's definitely something I could achieve in the next few years, because I was actually thinking about this the other day, but since probably I've started high school, like, I've just seen, like, every year, I just see more and more Teslas on the road. Like, they're becoming, like, more widespread and more common to see on the road. So, yeah, I feel like riding in a Tesla, it would be a really cool thing. And, yeah, it's on my bucket list. So, if you've ever ridden in a Tesla, let me know what your experiences was, what you thought of it. I would be super happy to hear about it because I've never done it before, but I've always wanted to do it. So was it worth it? Was it not worth it? Did it exceed your expectations? Was it underwhelming? Let me know. All right. And I kind of wanted to say this, but like I feel like so many people have, this is moving on from the Tesla thing, but I feel like so many people have skydiving or cliff jumping on their more life experiences bucket list. And like the rest of the stuff I'm going to talk about is kind of like out of the ordinary and stuff like you would not commonly see on other people's bucket list. But one of the things I feel like is not on a lot of people's bucket list is to go to the Gucci restaurant in Beverly Hills. So there, I saw this on TikTok in like the fall, and this girl, she went to the Gucci restaurant in Beverly Hills, and it's a fairly new restaurant. Like it's only been in there's one in Italy and then there's one in LA, and the one in LA opened like maybe right before the pandemic, or maybe in like a couple years ago. I don't really know, but it's a fairly new restaurant in Beverly Hills on Rodeo Drive. And I think it would just be so cool to go to the Gucci restaurant and be bougie for an hour. I feel like this is going to sound weird, but I feel like this is one of the more attainable things on my bucket list. And from my research, it doesn't really seem like the Gucci restaurant was super exclusive where you have to wait, you know, 2 years for a reservation. It seems like a little bit more chill than that, but also still bougie and very fancy at the same time. So yeah, I would love to go to the Gucci restaurant in Beverly Hills. That's also on my bucket list. The next thing is I would love to go to, this is actually, I should probably put this one in like celebrity experiences, but this is a life experiences. This is in the life experiences category, I should say. I would love to go to an Easy Life concert and a Tyler, the Creator concert. Both of those shows seem absolutely epic, and I definitely think those are on the more doable side of my bucket list as well, and they can easily be achieved in the next few years if the opportunity does come up, which is exciting and something to look forward to. Easy Life is going on a European tour later this year, and they haven't announced any US dates, but they're kind of hinting at it. So hopefully I can see Easy Life in the next few years. And then Tyler, the Creator, is coming to Lollapalooza in Chicago. But unfortunately, I cannot go to Lollapalooza in Chicago because I will be out of town. And I'll get to that in a couple. I'll get to the reason why I'm going out of town in maybe in the next few episodes. But I just feel like both of those shows would just be so much fun. And they're both of those bands, I feel like, would just, well, Tyler Creator's not a band. Both of those musical performances would be a really cool show to see and be at, and a very lively and fun show as well. So I would love to go to an Easy Life concert and a Tyler, the Creator concert as well. So the next thing on my bucket list is, I've actually talked about this so many times on the podcast, but I actually completed two things on my bucket list this past year. The first one was being on a like production set of some sort, and the second one was being an extra on either a TV show or a movie. And I was an extra on Showtime's The Chi. It's a TV show. I've done like two or three podcast episodes talking about it, so go check those out if you haven't. But what I wanted to say is that since I've been an extra on a TV show, I think it would be really cool to visit a movie set and maybe even be an extra on a movie. Not sure if or when those things are going to happen, but I'm going to say this. I didn't know I was going to be on The Chi until 4 days before we filmed, which is pretty funny, like a pretty funny story to say. But yeah, I think being on a movie set or being an extra in a movie is would be a really cool thing to do. I don't see myself being an extra on a movie in the next 6 months or so, just because a lot of shows are being filmed in Chicago, but not a ton of movies. And I am going to college out of state, where a lot of movies and TV shows are not filmed. So I don't see myself being on a movie, being an extra on a movie in the next, 6 months or so. Maybe it could happen. I don't know. Never say never. But I would just love being to visit a movie set or be an extra on a movie. I think that those are maybe on the more attainable side. I don't know. But I feel like it's definitely something that could happen. I never know. You never know, right? So yeah, being an extra on a movie or visiting a movie set would be my next thing on my life experiences bucket list. And then these things are more self-explanatory. I would love to, first off, go to like a red carpet type of event. I feel like that would be really cool. I would also want to visit the new Avengers campus in Disneyland in California. And Avengers campus just opened a little over a month ago. And that has looked really awesome. And then also in like Florida and the Bahamas, they have those places where you can swim with the dolphins. I've always wanted to do that as well since I was a little kid. And yeah, I think that covers everything on my bucket list. There's probably more that I just haven't thought of or haven't realized yet that I just, if I were to talk about everything I wanted to do in my life, we would be here for a really long time. And I don't want to keep you guys that long because everyone has busy lives. But I wanted to say thank you all for listening. I really want to know what's something on your bucket list. I don't judge. I said some pretty not ordinary things unordinary things on here, or out of the ordinary things on here. Like how many people have going to the Gucci restaurant on their bucket list, or how many people have, going to a Tyler, the Creator concert on their bucket list? Maybe a lot of people do. I don't know. But thank you all so much for listening. Again, I would love to hear what you guys have on your bucket list. Let me know. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to check out my guest episodes from the past few weeks. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Follow me on Instagram. DM me or email me with any questions. Come back next Sunday for a new episode, and I will see you next week. Bye, guys. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you later. Bye. Thank you again so much for listening to today's episode. If you like what you heard and want to listen to more, check out previous episodes and also come back every Sunday for a new episode as well.